Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for GWBC Radio's Open for Business. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from the Georgia Aquarium Oceans Ballroom for the 2023 GWBC LACE Awards Gala, Ladies Achieving Continuous Excellence. Right now, we have Vince "The Voice" Bailey, the MC of tonight's event. Welcome, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Great being here with you.
That voice is just instantly recognizable.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, great to be here. Great to be here with you.
So when did you know you had the voice?
You know what, man? I've been doing this kind of thing for quite a while, and I just loved to read it as a kid to the point where the nuns were like, anybody but Vince, come up and read. And I haven't stopped talking yet.
So is it just years of smoking? What is your secret?
Well, that too, I will be honest with you, but I got into this world of media production at a young age and never let go.
So what's your favorite part of production?
You know what? Actually, it's things like this tonight. I mean, I do commercials and shoot and all that and editing. But like tonight, you have the affair and it's over. And the check is good. And it's a wrap, as opposed to, having to do some post-production stuff.
Now, any advice for folks out there that are looking to do production? Because so many people, I'm sure you've seen, think they can do this themselves.
Mm-hmm. I taught and I teach privately voiceover, and I taught at Clayton State for 12 years. And so I'll hit that, because a lot of people, you know, how do you get into voiceover and what do you do? And so I'm going to drop some nuggets on you, first of all, and that is that you begin 99 times out of 99 in the world that you live in. So if you're in education, if you're in aviation, if you're in medical, if you're whatever you're in, the first opportunities will present themselves in that arena. Before you go out there, everyone wants to do the McDonald's commercials, but who's going to do Mike's hamburgers down the street, if you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And so I've had some success with that, more of a blue collar approach to this whole world of entertainment, and it keeps you working. So I think another thing along those lines, you mentioned productions here in Atlanta, is such an entertaining environment, but it's also a very, as you guys know, corporate environment, and corporate entities need just as much production as the singers and dancers and party people. So
that might not be as sexy, but there's a lot of money to be made.
Sexy
in that
to
space.
Me. Look at me right now. I got on this suit and tie. The ladies is taking pictures with me. I mean, you know, I'd rather do it like this.
So now, what about when it comes to video production? A lot of folks think, you know, I got a camera on my phone, so why do I need to hire somebody?
Yeah, I hear that a lot, and people have gone to that, and then they come back to you, because you as a professional, you know, I go into a situation, my first question to a client is, what do you want people to do after they watch this? And that'll dictate the flow, you know, the appeal. It's got to be for a purpose, you know. We're not just taking pretty pictures. We're trying to get people to either buy this product or investigate this organization, donate or something. There needs to be a purpose. So that's where the challenge comes in, and that's why they need to hire somebody like me instead of your cousin with the cell phone.
Now, what is kind of your ideal client? Who is it? Somebody corporate? You know, what is it? What's the ideal client for your production company?
Well, I tell you what, I want to say my 10th year. I started in the back of the room as the voice of God with this. I had met Roz Lewis through the Atlanta Business League back when. And so I was voice of God. And then for probably this past 7-8 years, I've been on the stage, and it has been a great relationship, and so much so, because you know the audience is a tremendous audience, and as a result, opportunities, some major opportunities have presented from being in this room. And so events like that, you know, these ties and the bling bling that I have on, I MC, believe it or not, guys, as a licensed National Dance Council of America ballroom dance competitions, professional. I'm talking Russians and all over the country and outside of the country. And it's amazing that, first of all, I have to pinch myself that I'm even in that environment. But when it comes to that, I think that part of the success has been, I said, you know, that a lot of Russians, I'm a stickler about names. So if her name is Oksana Zolotarevskaya, you need to say Oksana Zolotarevskaya. And a lot of times people, no, that's their name. And there's many names like that. That's just a little thing, a little something different, and it enamors them to you and say, hey, you know, you want to make people feel good. So even though Sally weighs 430 pounds, that purple is popping, girl. You know, and that was a great cha-cha.
So if somebody wants to learn more about your production company or hire you to MC their event, what is the website?
Well, I appreciate that. They can look me up at vincethevoice.com. You can Google me, Vince the Voice. Been doing a lot of this, like I say, the nuns are proud of me. I was a good speller and a good reader, and I appreciate
and a good enunciator.
And a good enunciator. But I can break it down now if I need to. It depends on what we're selling.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Truly an honor. Thank you guys at Business Radio X.
All right. This is Lee Cantor back in a few at the 2023 GWBC Lace Awards Gala.